Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Monday, February 7, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Immigration changes in the Philippines could affect missions work. 10 million young people will hear God's word in Uganda, and fulfillment requests for a Christian resource organization backlog because of funding issues. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in the Philippines, where changes in the immigration law concerns missionaries serving there. The changes could mean limited ministry opportunities for foreign workers. Send International Philippines Director Phil Burns says the changes were proposed in September.
Basically, the gist of it came down to that all missionary workers would be limited to a 1 5-year term of duty here in the Philippines, non-renewable. Well, that sent quite a panic through the missionary community. They did, in December, extend it for one renewal, but that still would play great havoc with the missionary community here.
Burns says since the memo was issued, there's been some good news.
The commissioner has indefinitely postponed the implementation of the order, but it's for the purpose of consulting with both some of the Catholic and some of the evangelical groups that this would severely impact.
Pray for that meeting February 21st. Terrorism and other illegal activity are the reasons for the strict guidelines. Next, religious freedom is under fire in Australia. In December, pastors Danny Nalia and Daniel Scott with Catch the Fire Ministries were convicted of vilifying Islam. Their penalty hearing will be on May 2nd. The Islamic Council of Victoria has been asked to submit documents detailing what they want as a penalty. Pray that God would give wisdom and grace to both pastors as they await the hearing. Pray also for Christians in Australia and how this will affect religious freedom. You're listening to Mission Network News. Book of Hope International is planning a widespread distribution in the country of Uganda. The goal is to reach every school in Uganda in 6 years. That's 10 million students receiving a Book of Hope. They're training people in country who will help with distribution and follow-up. Book of Hope's Cal Rotz.
I'm working with church leaders in Uganda to say, where are you wanting to start new churches and partner with them so that when we do a distribution, they will have personnel ready to go in and follow up.
It's a church planning outreach strategy of evangelism and discipleship. $1 can provide a Book of Hope to 3 kids, which is a great investment because
we've had a phenomenal response around the world, and our ministry is not a Christian ed program for use in the churches. It's very clearly an outreach program, and that's why we go into the schools where people who don't go to church, we can reach them.
Next, HCJB World Radio is doing all it can to broadcast the gospel around the world, but now they're getting help from New Zealand believers. Colin Sampson is the country director of HCJB World Radio. Sampson, speaking on our affiliate, the Rema Network, describes his part of the ministry.
In New Zealand, we like to make awareness of what we're doing overseas. Like in Australia, we've set up a large shortwave tower there, and we're broadcasting into the 1040 window and reaching into Asia and places like that.
HCJB World Radio is appealing to New Zealanders to help, and they're doing it through what Samson calls YouthNet.
It came about because I went to a conference in Singapore back in June, and the thing that impressed me was listening to our director for up in that area tell about the commitment of young people to getting the gospel out. My thoughts were, what can we do in New Zealand to help?
They're supporting disciple makers as they help young people plant Christian radio in the 1040 window. And every month, Michigan-based Christian Resources International receives 70 requests for Bibles, Christian books, and other resources. Because of increasing shipping expenses, many of those requests are going unfulfilled. In fact, they currently have a 12-month backlog. CRI is asking your church, Sunday school class, or small group to consider helping. Each $11 gift will ship 11 pounds of resources to those who need it most. Go to our website for information. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Strategic World Impact is committed to short-term missions to those ravaged by war, persecution, and disasters like the tsunami in Asia. SWI's new DVD, Revolution, is available by calling our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. Learn how God might use you to redeem tragedy into triumph for the gospel. That's Revolution at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.